So every year when I was a child, between the ages of about, say, 5 to 18, for 2 weeks out of the year, my sister and I, my older sister and I, were sent away to my grandparents on my mother's side in Rochester, in Arundicoit. And just the opposite to your story earlier, Natalie, my sister was, oh, that's such a good child. And I was the one that was, oh, why have you? So just to give you an idea how I was. And my mother's father, my grandfather, was a World War II vet. He was in the Navy in the Pacific Theater. And he was military, and he was by the book, and he had a brush cut until he died. It was that long. And I think he knew what kind of kid I was, because he would come into the kitchen, and he would look right at me, and he would say, "I've seen the fingerprints on the wall. I don't want to see any more fingerprints on the wall." And my sister would look at me, and I'd look at Grandpa, and he would turn away and go in the other room. And the minute he turned around, I'd go and run my hands down the wall. So I made sure there were streaks all over. But my grandfather didn't talk much. He wasn't much of a talker. He wasn't much of a doer. He sat in his lazy boy chair and watched sports. And he would watch boxing. And he would watch tennis. And he would watch sports. And he would watch anything. But he didn't really talk. So we were kind of left to our own devices. And in an opposite room, which used to be my mother's bedroom, there was a box of games. And I didn't really know them. I was about 10 years old when I found this box. So I'd toss it open. I bring it in the living room. My grandfather's in the Lazy Boy watching TV. And I open the box. I'm pulling these pieces out. And, you know, one looks like a horse. Another one looks like a castle. And I'm just like, you know, knocking them together. We're like, what do we do with this? And suddenly, my grandfather goes, "What are you doing?" I don't know what I'm doing. "Bring that over here." "Okay." So I bring it over to him, and he goes, "Have you ever played chess before?" "No. I don't know what chess is. Is that like checkers?" And he looks at me, and he goes, "Just set it up like this." So he sets up the board for me, and I'm white, and he's black. And he starts explaining the game to me. And he tells me a story about when he was in the Pacific Theater on his boat. And he says, "We had a Cubano," which I didn't know what a Cubano was back then. But this Cubano, who was a soldier partner of his, said, "I got a box of Cuban cigars that says you can't beat me in a game of chess." Okay, you know, he said that. He beat him in 4 moves and took the box of Cubanos. So that's how my grandfather worked. He was very mechanical, very methodical, very technical person. And so we set up the board, and he started teaching me the moves. I was like, "This seems pretty easy." He goes, "Okay, if you think you can beat me, let's play." So I was like, "Okay." He beat me in 4 moves in Blitzkrieg. If any of you have ever played chess, Blitzkrieg is the German offense that is lightning fast. He beat me in 4 moves. We played every single day. And one of his tactics was to talk when it was my turn. So here I am. I'm concentrating, and I'm just like, okay, all right, he's got his rook, he castled, okay. But any of you are like, "You know, back in the day, when I was on the boat..." No, gotta focus. And he beat me every single day. And so for 2 weeks, for about 10 years... every single day we would play chess, and he would talk, and I would lose, and I would lose, and I'd get so mad. And so finally, I was 20 years old, and we were playing, and I was like, "Oh, okay, he missed a move. That was a little weird, and he wasn't talking as much." So we were playing, and suddenly he missed another move that seemed really out of character for him. All right. And then all of a sudden, I'm thinking to myself, "I'm going to beat this son of a bitch." But he's not talking. He's not his normal self. He's not there. And all of a sudden, I move my rook, and I say, "Checkmate." And he nods. And he puts his king down. And he says, "I don't think we'll play again." and we didn't. Never again. And it was only afterwards I really realized he was talking to me about the war, and I wasn't listening. I was so focused on beating a man that I thought hated me, that I wasn't listening to what he was saying to me about his time at a place that was so dark for him. And that's my missed opportunity.
That was Christina Rocco at the Howell Grand Slam in Hubleton's